Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hi, I hope everybody's well. This is the last week in February, and March is just around the corner. I have, interestingly enough, been sick the past 3 weeks. The universe totally slowed me down, wanted to teach me a few life purpose lessons that I wanted to be able to share with you today. So I've decided to do something a little bit different today so that we could kind of have a little bit of fun. I've asked my producer, who I hope you all heard the show last week when Michelle talked about her journey to authenticity, I've decided to have her come on the show today and introduce me, and then I'm going to, in turn, share some of the dark and the light from my backstory, from my journey to my path and purpose into finally authenticity. So we're going to do that today. So I'm going to bring on Michelle and trust that Michelle is going to give an intro, as everyone says every week. Linda, you give such beautiful intros. Now I'm letting go and surrendering and giving it all up for my producer, Michelle. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm so glad, because I don't think a lot of your listeners really know why you're considered the Connect the Dots Lady, which I like to call you, because you really changed my life. And I'd like to first start off by telling everyone the story of how we met, because, you know, that was such a pivotal moment for me. You really did connect the dots for me. You really, you know, that from that moment on is when I really started to own my power and really step into my truth. So I owe a lot to you, and I think the universe connected us for so many reasons, one of them being that. But, you know, you and I had met, of course, at the filming that I did at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore for Authentic UTV, and that was the beginning of, the birth of Authentic UTV. And of course, it didn't go down like I had anticipated. And you had really shone a light on that whole situation for me, because I didn't see it. I think because I had gone through so many experiences where I had allowed people to take my power from me, that I really didn't see it. And of course, you know, I won't name names, but there was a particular lady there who really did take my power and stomp all over me. And it was all, you know, energetically for the most part. And, you know, that's just the personality and the way that she was living at the time, because she really wasn't authentic herself. So Linda attended this filming, and she was sitting in the audience, and she had to leave. Linda left because she couldn't bear to see me be treated that way. And she told me this after the fact, and I thought, at first I was taken aback, and I thought, what are you talking about? And then she really laid it out for me and said, you know, I just couldn't stand watching her take your power, and really, you know, she was really, you know, running the show, and this was your thing, and she was taking it from you. And so it was really an aha moment for me. It was really like my dots connected totally and utterly. And from that moment on, I realized how many times people had taken my power and how many times I gave it away. And from that point on, I really didn't do that anymore, and I really owned it, and I really, it was just incredible. So just to sum it up, I mean, that right there was a divine intervention. You know, Linda and I are connected for many more reasons than that, but that was the beginning. And, you know, I always look to Linda when I need to connect dots, when I need to see the bigger picture, because she is so incredibly talented at taking someone's situation, and they may be totally in the dark and not knowing which way to go, and she comes in and shines a light on it, and all of a sudden you see all the connections, you see all the pieces coming together, and voila, you've got the broad picture, and she's just so incredibly talented at doing it. It's like instantaneous for her. You know, she'll swoop in and she'll see the whole thing instantaneously. So it's amazing. It's an amazing gift, an amazing talent. So I don't think that all of the listeners who have been tuning into the show, knowing that it's called Life Design, you know, how Linda is incredibly a life designer. I mean, she really is.
Michelle, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Michelle, thank you so much. Well, I've been called a lot of things in my life, and I must say this is a nice, clean, respectful one. Connect the dots, lady. And I really do want, and thank you so much for really such a nice intro. I'm flattered. I really would like all the listeners to know that I've never done anything like that in my life. Like that particular night, I couldn't sit there any longer. I really couldn't. I was struggling within myself and said, if I sit there another hour or an hour and a half, I may walk up to this woman and I really don't want to lose my cool. So I thought to myself, well, it might be best for Michelle because I understand energetically, and I live that way, how my energy can affect people, that I thought maybe my energy was affecting her in a negative way. And then I thought, I'll just take the risk that she won't be that offended once she understands why I needed to leave. And I left there that night so upset that I actually got in my car and drove home and was beside myself the whole night thinking, how could I have stopped that? You know, why did that happen? And I realized that it was meant to happen and that I was, thank goodness, meant to be there so that I could see exactly energetically what was going on because Michelle was so ready to step up and move to the next level. Now, the interesting thing is very often we hear, I know that I've heard this my whole life, and it never really made too much sense in connecting my own dots looking backwards, that we need to go through a lot of these experiences living our life experience in order to be able to take the breadcrumbs, like Michelle will say, or the scraps, as I've heard Michelle say the word, the scraps, or very often, as I say to my friends and my family, people who know me, I feel like I'm little Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. That I probably always knew from the very beginning that I knew exactly what I was supposed to be doing. I never really saw it, but I had to go through all these same-like experiences, like the one I had that night with Michelle in my own life, to be able to live that and understand how I could then go and see that in other people. So what I really want to do is give a little bit of a backstory about myself that I think with the intention pretty much and the focus so that for all you listeners out there, those of you that are looking at surviving the shift, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Why aren't I happy? Like I said in my first debut show, do I get up in the morning on autopilot? I don't feel like I'm really loving my job. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Am I good enough? Am I doing the right thing? All these kind of questions. I do believe in the bottom of my heart that each one of us has a special gift. I believe that what do I believe? Like Will Smith says, well, I'm going to go through some of my beliefs first, I guess. I do believe, number one, that we all have our own gift, special gift that's been gifted to us from God or from been divinely sent to us. Number two, I do believe that it is our job and our purpose on the face of this earth throughout our lifetime, if we do nothing else than to find out what that true gift is. We need to get it as long as it takes. And it's okay if it takes 5 years or 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or even 60 or more. But eventually we get to it. I do believe that each one of us has our truth. And when we live in it, we will know it. When we're not living in it, we will also know it in a negative way. It will manifest itself with all kinds of things, like disease, not feeling well, colds, flus, things that are a lot more serious because we're not living intentionally or, as Michelle says, authentically. I do believe that when we are in a job or doing something that isn't right for us, we're going to know it and feel it just if we just go inside and pay attention. What a lot of us have done, at least people that I've worked with and spoken to and people that come and, as my daughters say, they're always sharing their stories. Mom, why is everybody stopping you? We can't go anywhere. We can't ever get anywhere. All of a sudden, you know everybody's life story. Well, it took me 55 years if I really must say. And as Michelle had said, this is really my year in 2012, and I'm not shy to admit it, that I've stepped into my authenticity. My backstory, when I was a little girl, I was very creative. I was very theatrical. I was very dramatic, and all I did was talk. Talk to the point that I was called the drama queen, and my older brothers and my mother told me I was moody, and they would find ways to try and shut me up. So thinking back, no tears, like Tony Robbins says, pure fact. What are the facts? Because that's my old story. It's not my new story, but that's really my old story. But all those dots could get connected. That if I was always so dramatic and so theatrical, well, there was a lot of energy inside me, and there was a lot of passion, and I really wanted to get it out, and it was energetic, and I wanted to share it. But being pushed down and told that I needed to either be quiet or be more of a lady or whatever, throughout my years in grade school and in high school and even beyond that, I always felt like I really needed to keep quiet in order to make my family happy, in order to please everybody else. And kind of the words that I grew up with, don't rock the boat. You're rocking the boat, you know. I got into high school, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I always knew that I wanted to do something big. I always knew that I wanted to do something special, and I always felt in my heart that I wanted to do something that wasn't just ordinary. But I had no clue and no idea what that was, and I didn't know who to go to. Or I had no go-to people. Now, we're talking in the 70s here. And I was a great student academically. There was no problems in me writing exams, piece of cake. But I was bored up the wazoo. High school bored me half to death. Thank God I was very social and I had a boyfriend. And I spent half my time out of high school, not in the classroom, but I still graduated and did well. Fast forward into college, I went and got my Bachelor of Social Work. I looked at psychology. I looked at nutrition. My parents told me to go be a dental hygienist, and I thought, I can't put my hands in somebody else's mouth. Ew, how boring is that? Now, that just wasn't for me. That nowhere means that it wasn't right or great for someone else. When we talk about authenticity, when Michelle, my producer, talks about living your truth, uniquely for each and every one of us, we all are different. We each have special things that excite us, that zowie wowie, that when we think about them, time just stands still. We could go on and on and on for hours. Well, I love to talk. So here we go, fast forward. I'm 55 years old, and when I originally contacted Michelle, it was really intuitively for a reading. And then after a few months later, when Michelle said, you know, would you like your own radio show? I went to my kids and I went, ooh, radio, me? And my daughter started to laugh and they said, Mom, you've got to do that. All you do is talk. You love to talk. Why are you even overthinking this whole thing? And it's funny because I had realized that when I was in my 20s and I had graduated and I had a social work degree, I was out of college, newly married, and I was working in a government agency doing intake and assessment. I had a field supervisor. I was in a real red tape, bureaucratic type of an agency. I was miserable. And my ex-husband said I was just a bowel full of nerves. I was on edge all the time. I wasn't living my truth and my authenticity. And I was really, for a lack of another word, as it's okay, I heard Tony Robbins use this word last night, I hated doing it, absolutely hated it. And I own that fact that I hated it. And I remember quitting that job, getting pregnant, and being home in the winter, and I just started watching early morning talk shows. And I remember in those days I would always watch Joan London in the morning, and I'd think, wow. And I had an aha about a few months ago that I've been wanting to share with my producer that I guess is going to hear about it now, that I woke up in the middle of the night a few months ago and I went, oh, my God, I remember dreaming if I could close my eyes, I could be like Joan Lunden. I could be on television. I could be interviewing people. Now, the thought of it just brought such excitement just through like every cell of my body. It just had me on fire. It just got me all excited. It's that simple, everybody that's out there. This is really not rocket science, and this is what I truly believe. Each one of us has what Michelle will call our truth. What I call it, it's just your wow factor. It's whatever it is that just drives you, thrills you to the point that you don't need to go out into the world and think, am I going to make money doing this? Is there a market for this? We've all been trained that way, to look and see what the trends are. Do we go out and do we go into the clothing business because all of a sudden now fashion is big, or do we stay away from fashion all of a sudden now because the economy is bad and people aren't spending money? These were all my ahas. I had gone through social work. I had gone through accessories. I took a course in home design. And I say home design, I mean home accessories and design. I was designing home accessories. I had a confectionery business. I did desserts. I had a children's clothing business when my kids were very small. I hand-painted children's clothing. I sold real estate for 5 years. I absolutely hated it. I worked in Boca Raton, Florida, and I was miserable. I did real estate. I've worked in high-end stores. I worked in a store called Holt Renfrew selling clothes. Every single time I tried and kept trying different things, and every time I would come back and I would say, this is boring. How come I don't like this? This is boring. And if it's boring and I don't like it, it's because I can't focus, or I just don't have a follow through. My ex-mother-in-law used to say, you quit everything you start. And she once said it in front of my children, and they were very small, and I was just so offended. I was like, how could she say that? And then I walked around believing, I can't finish anything. I'm a quitter. It just, all my dots were just not connecting. Every single thing I was doing just wasn't, it just wasn't me. It wasn't right. It didn't excite me. It wasn't what I was put on this earth and meant to do. And when I finally met Michelle, I had already moved to 4 or 5 different cities, made long-distance moves. And interesting enough, every time I moved to another city, I found an opportunity to restart a career again. If I had really been doing what I had loved, I wouldn't have had to restart a career. I would have just continued on with whatever I was doing and moved it from city to city. But I was always finding an excuse to do something else. And I was always feeling so much less than. I would look at myself in the mirror and think, like, who am I? Physically, okay. I can dress myself up and go out there with the best of them. But deep down inside, do I feel that I have value? Do I feel that I have integrity? Do I feel that I'm really doing something that's purposeful on the face of this earth? And I still go back, and I remember that when Michelle said to me, you know, try the radio. And the first show that the two of us did together that whole weekend, I was on overdrive. My kids said, like, what happened to you? And I said, I just connected my dots. I realized that when I was young, I used to watch Joan Lunden, and that when you were growing up and you were in grade school, I would stay home and I didn't miss Oprah. I watched her every single day. I realized that I have a voice. I wasn't exactly sure whether my voice was in helping other people to teach them, to show them, to inspire them, but I started to own the fact that I have a voice. And from there, when my producer came back and said, we have a platform now for television, I had been thinking for the longest time, you know, I'd like to start taking my voice and I would like to start helping other people follow and see the trail, those breadcrumbs of their own path. So my daughter sent me one friend, and then she sent me another friend. And the universe, I opened up, the universe just started sending me all these people that are really trying to just chart their path. And I went, wow, you know, maybe I'm just a spiritual teacher or a spiritual guide. And then at that point, Michelle had given me the life design expert title. And interestingly enough, I had heard Tony Robbins just say recently, oh, no, don't call me a motivational speaker. I hate that. I'm a life strategist. And I thought, you know, so all the dots really are connecting in that here I am, everyone. I'm 55 years old, and I had someone say to me the other day, focus. If you really feel you have a voice and you want to be in broadcasting, don't worry about the economy. Don't look and think that everything is tanking. Follow your heart. And once you open up and you just follow your heart, the universe is going to be there and meet you halfway. And these synchronicities have been happening in the past few months like crazy. Of course, I was really on a high, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I had done a show with my daughter that was just so wonderful. And my daughter said, Mom, maybe you and I should have a show together. And I ended up the next day sick in bed. And I believe now, that was 3 weeks ago, that the universe slowed me down because I needed the time to be able to go back, like Tony says, and get back to my backstory, my old story. My old story that said that I don't know what it is I want to do with my life, that I'm not worthwhile, that I don't have a value, that I don't have a purpose. That backstory, that's the old story. It's time for my new story. So my new story now is, I actually love broadcasting. The thought of being in front of an audience, TV, radio, whatever type of media possible, to be able to transmit the message. And just last night, I decided that I am going to do Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, and I'm going to walk on fire. I'm going to do exactly what Oprah did, because I love the way that she said, you can't go out there and be authentic and help other people unless you follow the root yourself, connect all your own dots, and begin to live your truth. And then you can believe, you know, start to live your truth for others. So that's pretty much my story, Michelle. I hope that you're still there, because I know it's just about getting time to wrap up. But what I really wanted to share, the last thing that I wanted to say is I needed these past few weeks to slow down, to get sick, to be forced to just surrender, allow, lie in bed and say, okay, what needs to happen now? And I did get the message in the past week or so, and the message was, you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe that if you believe that broadcasting is what you want to do and where you want to be and you love talking with people, you just need to put it out there and the way will be shown. Your path will clear. So that's pretty much where I am right now. It's very exciting. The dark nights of the soul, that those dark times, they're out there for you, everyone. They serve a huge, big purpose, a huge, big purpose. Don't fear them. Don't run away from them. Fear is an acronym, false events that are appearing real. We need to learn to fear less, not to be fearful, which means to be full of fear. We need to learn to have less fear. And the way that we do that is we just let go. Each and every one of us, I do believe, has a very special gift. When we're feeling fabulous, we know we're living in our gift. When we're not, that's a sign that there is something out there for us that's special and spectacular. And there's a lot of things that you can do to find your way. But first, you need to just believe, and the way will be found. And then just believe it and own it. And just keep, you know, your eyes and ears open for us on Authentic You in 2012. A lot of great things are going to be happening. I'm so glad you've all been with me the past few months while I've jumped into radio at 55. I'm getting ready to jump into TV. For the months of March and April, I am launching a series, Understanding the Power and Purpose and the Measure of a Man, of Men. Please join me as I interview 8 different men each week on a different subject. We will be tapping into love, success, relationships, career, and a lot of other exciting things. And each week, each man will be speaking raw and candidly getting real true and naked about their life and their past and sharing. And this is for both men and women alike. All you women out there, please do listen in. There'll be a lot for you to learn about men. I do believe that they do need to be loved and acknowledged, and that as the women, we can have them all in the palm of our hand, and that would make them really happy too, and that would make our world a much better place. So I'm looking forward to that. For any of you, please, you can email me at lindasachs.com. I would love to be able to hear from you. Michelle, if you're there, I'd love you to wrap up. So I just shared my story.
Okay, well, I'm definitely just taking it all in, because, you know, I've heard bits and pieces of your story before, but each time you talk about it, there's always something new that I learn, or some little tidbit that I get. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wanted to end by saying, you know, because just, you know, me observing you and, you know, your experiences and just knowing you, you know, I think you're so great at connecting the dots because you've been through so much, because you've had such life experience. And I think you're such a role model for, you know, the baby boomer generation, because there's so many of them coming into this time where they think that they're in a midlife crisis, but really it's a spiritual crisis, because, you know, we were talking before how people just assume they were supposed to do, you know, be a dental hygienist like you were told to be, right? And so now these baby boomers are coming into this, you know, era where the sky's the limit and they can really follow their heart. So you are like a pioneer or a trendsetter for this group, because you're a prime example of someone who's finding their purpose, not late and not late in life, so to speak, but just on time. You know, you had to go through all of those experiences. You know, there's a great quote that I like to use, because you've used it before, and it's Steve Jobs, of course. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So because you're the connect the dots lady, it's because you've gone through so much, and you weren't ready to help others with this until now. So you're right on time. There was no missing the boat or not, you know, finding your purpose until much later. There's nothing like that. You were right on time. This is your time.
I love the way you say that, right on time, and I'm going to probably be sharing, like Facebook sharing, stealing that one from you, but I'll give you the credit for it. Thank you so much for saying that. And I have two daughters that are in their 20s, and I keep saying to them, you know, the world is out there. You can create something for yourself. And they look at me like I am drunk. I'm crazy. And this is exactly what you just said. I see them being able to do something so beautiful, to just build a masterpiece. It's this creativity that Tony talked about. It's let go of the fear. Believe that you can do anything. And then once you start just with that belief, reach out and you'll see the people that are going to come along into your path that are going to help you find your way.
Yeah.
And I hope to be there.
Absolutely.
I really do hope to be there for everyone. I want to thank you all for listening in today. Last week we heard Michelle's story, and this week you heard a little bit about my story. I think that, as Michelle said last week, the two of us were brought together because we both have so much the same platform. We're pioneers. We believe in truth. We believe in people being genuine, and we believe that there are so many people out there that are wanting to jump on this wagon. And trust me and believe me, that once you do, you're going to feel in every minute of every day that you're living in your truth and you're being genuine, and it is such a great feeling. So looking forward to seeing you all or hearing you all and seeing you all soon. Anyhow, next Wednesday, which will be the first week in March, I don't know the exact date that one is, when I have my first male guest with me, so I want to wish you all a great week, and thank you, Michelle, for helping today in the introduction and the wrap-up. I had fun.
My pleasure.
So it's always nice to learn more about you and to share more about me, and I'm on my path, everyone, so stay with me and watch me grow in my infancy as I mature, and let's do it together. Talk to you soon. All my love.